I'm the only gay Eskimo. I'm the only one I know. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I go out seal hunting with my best friend Tarka, but all I wanna do is get into his parka. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. Well, me and Nuckfluck Chuckbuck, we both like blubber, but me, I've got this crazy fetish for rubber. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I make a wish on the northern lights that I could find a decent pair of whale skin tights. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. And the seals, they sing now. These cold winter nights are taking their toll. I even get excited when I see the North Pole. I'm the only gay Eskimo.
Only gay Eskimo.
I'm the only one I know.
I'm the only one I never.
I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe.
Now, like the Proclaimers would sing it.
I'm the only gay Eskimo.
I'm the only gay Eskimo.
Like Van Morrison.
The only gay Eskimo. I ain't seen it coming on the street. I'm a ton of that. Hey! Jesus Christ fits in there somehow as well. And the crack was good.
Well, I'm the only gay Eskimo.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
More Like Radio, less like crap.
Previously on Dutch and Royce.
Because you know why? That happens because when you have a cramp, all the blood rushes to your leg or wherever you have the cramp.
Well, that also, and I was focusing on that instead of, hey, I'm having sex with a really hot girl right now, and I was focusing on the cramp instead.
It's okay.
You know what? I wouldn't feel bad about it because
it happens to every guy
too. So
it happens to girls too. Yeah. Sometimes I'm riding him and I'll get a foot cramp because of the way my foot is like kind of like curved under, and I get a Charlie horse, and oh, it's the worst.
So we had the awkward conversation because I was fucking humiliated then. So I'm just sitting there like, right after we dropped the L bomb on each other, that happens. Like, it was the worst timing ever.
You called each other lesbians?
Yes.
That's weird.
She loves eating snatch as much as I do. It's just amazing.
Lucky man, so, then.
She'll get along great with this crowd, then.
She already knows about this crowd. She's very excited to meet everyone.
Marie, be good.
I will do no such thing.
This is Dutch and Royce.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
I'm in a love step mood tonight. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. It is September 22nd, 2015, Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingeren here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Sherry Dahl.
Hello.
Mitch, Super Producer Heil.
Hello, everyone.
I really like the new rejoiner, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome.
The previously on, that was really good work, Mitch. I like it. The new music and everything.
You put a lot of work into this one because
it's really good work, buddy.
I made it because his computer was messed up, so I said I would make it for him. So I made it.
Oh, okay. This is the first one in like 5 months. It's
Mitch's fault. He should have made the other ones. I only take credit for the ones that I came in and saved Mitch. He was Black Hawk Down. I was the guy that came and saved Black Hawk Down. I haven't seen that movie in a while. I don't remember.
And my idiot girlfriend.
Big Booby Kelsey.
Big Booby Kelsey. So, you guys want to get in touch with us? Number is 954-573-2780 if you want to call in on the show, or go to morelikeradio.com/live. If you would like to check us out every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight, if you are a podcaster, that's where you can catch us live and join in the chat room.
Now, I want to point something out here for people that are listening via podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry has a bag of wine behind her held up like an
IV. It's not wine. It's an IV. I need it for my health.
It's clearly wine.
It's an IV.
No, if you read the label on it,
There's a medical label.
It says 0.9% sodium chloride injection, USP.
No,
not that's wine.
Fake. Mitch, it says, bring the camera closer if you can.
It says not wine.
Show them how wrong Royce is. See, no. That's
it says
legit.
Not wine.
That is legit.
Like Kelsey, you know what this stuff looks like. That's not wine, right?
That's written in.
Is that a medical? Do you think that looks like a legit medical label?
The only difference is
anemic right now.
The only difference is I can't take it in my veins. I have to take it orally. So I just happen to be drinking it out of a wine glass.
Yeah, I'll give it to you orally.
It really looks like wine.
Your wine.
It's not wine.
It's not wine.
But you're pouring it into a wine glass.
I want one.
I told you. It's only, it's because I have to take it orally and I had to pour it into something. So why not a wine glass?
I like to say why not.
You guys are so judgmental.
I mean, anyways, I support Sherry.
Thanks, Marie.
Makes sense to me. She can't take it intravenously. She said it.
Yeah.
So anyways, besides giving yourselves wine IVs, we'll start with you two. What did you guys do this weekend?
Which
Mitch
two?
And Sherry?
Oh. We went up to northern Minnesota, Canada border, and we went kayak fishing and camping for 4 days.
What the fuck? Well, dude, I've been out there for the last week, but didn't the last time I talked, you guys had like the worst campsite of all time?
Yes, that was for a different fishing trip.
Okay.
And that was the worst camping.
How is this one different?
Because we had to paddle out 5 miles into a lake to get to an island, and everything we had to bring with us. So,
and Mitch,
that's different. Yeah.
No, this was a lot of fun.
And Mitch got my sleeping bag wet.
Beak.
The first night.
You're sleeping what?
My sleeping bag wet.
Beak.
You're going to make fun of me the way I say phone, and you're going to say big.
Beak.
Yeah, so we got a sleeping bag.
To be fair, I didn't know I was making fun of you when I made that
that's
ad. I was still new and fucking Mitch. I still fuck it.
That's a Minnesota.
I think she's had too much IV tonight. The problem.
Let's be clear.
I mean, look, okay, Dutch, look at the picture in the chat. Doesn't that look beautiful?
It is, except for the outside part.
Well, whatever, Royce. You said you want to go kayaking with us.
Yeah,
you,
I would totally do that.
I do. I'm just fucking around. No, it looks really pretty.
I would do that all day long.
Oh, that is beautiful. What calendar did you rip that off of?
No, that's actually us.
You took that shot?
No, someone else took it.
No, we're in it.
That's us in the boat.
You can't take a selfie like that.
Well, I thought
maybe you were on the shore and you were taking pictures of another.
That's us in the boat.
That is gorgeous.
Someone took our picture.
I thought you had a really long selfie stick.
Dude, that's like something you would see on come visit Minnesota, like that kind of.
I told the guy, send me that picture so that we can go to canvasondemand.com and order a canvas from them using the More Like Radio click through link.
How did you, were these just randos that you met on the side of the lake or what?
No, this is the same group that I went camping with before on that fishing trip. Mm-hmm. It's the same group of people. It's just, this wasn't a tournament. This was just for fun.
And these people happen to be, that is a beautiful
picture. Yeah, they all have kayaks and.
And one of them happens to be a photography aficionado because that is awesome.
Yeah, well, he just had his camera with him, but.
He just took a shit photo.
This is clearly shopped. It's the Illuminati. If you look, the tree makes a triangle. This is all set up.
I honestly thought that you just went to Kayak Lake, Minnesota, and just pulled like an image off of Google. That's beautiful.
No. I thought you were going to say a website, kayaklakeminnesotapicture.org.
No, I had that one, and that was for my tiger traps, and it didn't take off.
All right, your traps are terrible. Not one's ever. As a matter of fact, I think you've killed more people with your traps than animals you've actually caught.
Yeah, none that any lawsuit has proven so far.
Because you've killed them all with tigers.
I do. You know what you're talking about.
Allegedly.
I actually get all my sunrise kayak photos from nofiltersunrisekayakphotos.net.
That's a really long website. Really long. That's all they do?
Yeah.
That's weird. It's a very weird website.
I mean, in the day and age that we live in, everyone's got to have a job somehow.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a soft J.
So, you have to have every website needs to have something for filters and against filters,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we actually tried to go kayaking here at one point, but then we realized we don't own a kayak. So
we just went swimming.
We went swimming. Mm-hmm. It was not as fun. And it was very, very, no fish were caught.
The only thing that was a little disconcerting about it is you see that picture second from the last one I posted with Sherry at the campsite?
Yeah.
In the background, you can see there's those brown boxes. Those are the bear-proof. Whoa. Those are
African-American boxes.
Those are the bear-proof boxes that keep the big hairy gay men out from getting your food.
That's why we had bear mace. We didn't, but somebody did.
Now, bear
did.
Mace, is that what you spray at fat, hairy gay men? Like you said, is it glitter you spray in their eyes? I don't know how it works. How does it stop them?
Wouldn't it be Old Spice?
They make bear mace? I always thought of that bear mace was called like a gun.
No, they do make bear mace. Actually, that's what Dog the Bounty Hunter uses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because regular mace isn't enough to take down a human being?
No, and I only use mace with a dollar sign, the wrapper. He wraps bears away.
I use Mace Windu. He uses the force.
Really? Wow. We all have different maces. I lied. I use an old timey mace that the knights used to use, and I hit the bear with it.
I also took my IV drip to Rainy Lake.
You took a bottle of wine.
It's an IV drip.
Obviously, you need to have your medicine with you wherever you
go. It's not medicine.
I need it wherever I go.
She's
thanks
just an alcoholic.
It's a bag of wine that's being held
it's
up by a
medicinal.
Stick.
Medicinal. Intravenous, not to be taken intravenously, medicine.
The medical thing, using air quotes on it, is written in marker. It's not real.
it is not.
Sharpie, so that the label doesn't disappear on you.
And right before the show started, they had it hooked up to a hose, but it broke off. She was sucking it like a hamster.
Oh, you guys caught some fucking fish. Nice.
No, I caught some fucking fish.
She caught some fish.
Mitchell, you didn't get any?
I got like three of them the whole time.
Now, hold on. What's the difference between the fish in picture one and picture two?
Well, they're two different kinds
obviously
of fish.
Obviously, they're different. I know that's what I'm asking. What's the difference? What's the...
Okay, so the first one is
a
smallmouth bass.
Cock, aren't you?
The first one is a smallmouth bass. AKA, it's called a smallie, and it was 17 inches, and that's pretty big for a smallie.
Nice.
And it's called a smallmouth bass because it has a small mouth, opposed to a largemouth bass who has a large mouth.
I would assume that in the title, yeah. That's like saying a brown bear and saying it's a brown bear because it's brown.
Well, it could have been the fish lives in the small mouth of the river.
Oh, snap.
It's like saying the white bear is a polar bear when really it's an albino brown bear, dummy.
Just happens to live in the poles.
Just has vitiligo.
You know, I don't like you trying to get your wildlife knowledge on me there, Sherry. Yeah. I hope your bag of wines falls over and stays perfect.
She's just trying to help out with facts, and you're all like, I don't want to hear these facts.
Okay, now what's the second fish you had there?
The second one is a northern pike.
That's a big-ass fish, man. AKA that is sure slippery snake. Really small. It's a forced perspective it's picture.
Not, nobody calls it a slippery snake.
Your dad calls it a slippery snake.
Everybody calls it a snake. Everybody calls it a slippery snake.
Snakey snack.
It was 29 inches.
Yeah, that's a good size one.
Size matters.
Is it called a pike because it enjoys Pike's Peak coffee?
No, I think it was actually named after the tool that they used to spear British men in the 1500s.
Wait, that's a really racist term for a Jewish fish, right?
No, that's pike.
Sorry,
no.
I apologize.
No, it's pike. I think that was
a song.
Correct.
Let's go fly a kike up to...
Oh, Jesus.
You said it wrong.
Oh.
Itch.
What is it?
This isn't hippo juice. That's what John's allowed to have free reign.
There was someone else, though, that was up there. The one in the picture was 29 inches long. Someone else had one up to their boat. They think it was about 44 inches long, but it got
Wow.
off. They get fucking
fuckers
big.
Fuckers get big, man.
Yeah, they get huge.
Wow.
So they not have any predators?
They're the top predator.
Well,
nothing eats them.
Yeah, aren't pike pretty nasty, though? Don't they have been, they're not like piranha, obviously, but like they have been known to like bite humans.
I mean, they can take your finger off.
I mean, usually when you're trying to put your hand in their mouth is when they bite it.
Right.
That's why I have the gripper thing.
That's about the only time they bite you is when you put your hand
in their
mouth.
I've said that to many people. Like, I'll only bite you if you put your hand in my mouth.
I will only bite you if you put your dick in my mouth.
Jesus, Sherry.
I get bit a lot.
If I put a part of yours in my mouth, I may bite it. It's a risk you have to be willing to take.
So how long were you guys camping for? That looks fun, by the way.
Thursday to Sunday. So
that's a long time.
That is a long time.
That is a while.
Are you guys like done camping for the year, or do you have
no,
more?
No, we're done camping. I'm still going to go out a couple times, but just for like an afternoon or something.
I was going to say, how cold is it? Because I see you guys wearing gloves and hats and everything like that.
It was 40s in the morning.
Well, the gloves are so you don't get blisters on your hand from all the paddling.
Oh, are they wino? Drink your IV.
It was 40s in the morning, 70s in the day. It was nice, actually.
Yeah, because doesn't like the fall equinox start tomorrow? So like it turns into a blizzard tomorrow for you guys?
It's not immediate. It's
well,
not day.
I mean,
no, it is immediate, actually.
Hunting starts. So I'm done fishing and now I'm after deer. I'm going to slay deer. So my grandpa shot a 565 pound bear last weekend.
Is
Jesus.
That good?
560. Oh, it is so good.
Do you have pictures of it?
Let me see if I have a photo. I might have to.
Do you eat the bear meat?
Big game.
Do you not eat the bear? Do you not eat bear meat?
I don't think I've ever had. What does bear meat taste like?
Tastes like.
Like delicious?
I've never had it. The way that Sherry's described it to me is it's like beef, but it's a little sweeter.
Hold on. I
have
to
lots of berries
send
and
it
shit.
For some reason, I always assumed it's kind of like how duck is to chicken, where it's like it tastes good, but it's kind of greasy. I've always assumed that bear meat would be greasy. I don't know why I thought that.
No, I've heard people say it's a little greasier, but that's probably because they're feeding them grease.
And because they're shitty cooks.
The John Travolta movie.
You shouldn't feed bears.
Hey. I got chills.
I mean, we like to feed our bears bacon grease so they taste like bacon.
You are what you eat, right?
Fucking.
Or you are the one that I want.
I've never.
You are the one I want.
I've never had the want to eat bear. I've never had
the need for speed.
Okay. I don't know why it would be something. Do you kill it because, did he kill it because it was attacking him or because he wanted to kill a bear?
Well, because he had a license to kill.
He was double. He 007.
Like 007. Yeah.
Fucking redneck James Bond over here. I don't care.
You're the bear that I want.
Little known fact.
Oh.
Bears love musicals.
And we'll be.
Yes, they do.
And my grandpa will be mounting its head.
If Jungle Book taught me anything, is that bears can sing and dance.
Jungle Book. What about Country Time Jamboree?
Oh yeah.
That too.
Bears.
Wasn't there a bear in Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yes, there was a bear in Pee-wee's. Was it Pee-wee's Playhouse or the second one?
I don't remember.
The movie, the one where he goes, the big Pee-wee's Big Top Adventure, whatever the bullshit that was.
I forget.
I don't remember.
So anyways, we'll also be mounting the bear's head on someone's wall, probably my grandma's necessary wall. This isn't the same bear. This is a much smaller bear, but...
How did he get stuck in that tree?
He ran through really fast.
Ow.
It's weird.
So this isn't the same bear, but this is comparable to how big it was.
Where do you shoot a black bear?
In the body. Head.
Oh, both of you. Okay, head or body?
Body. Both. Head. Which one is it?
Head. Now, if it's a black bear, after you shoot it, do you plant drugs and a gun on it? Because I'm not sure how hunting works.
Dennis said, hey, African American book.
God damn it.
Okay, so this
That's
is
a take on how I got.
This is a trail cam of the actual bear.
Yeah, well, how about not a broken link?
Well, I can see it on mine, you loser.
Yeah, can you, Ivy?
But you already knew what it looked like. None of us did.
Let me try again.
Thank you.
Well, she pulls it up, Dutch. Speaking of the African American book, they are making a live action Jungle Book movie.
Oh, they already did that, I thought.
No.
Yeah, because we played
Gary Elwes.
We played the trailer last week. It looks really good, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like they already did it at one. Yeah, the guy from Princess Bride.
No.
Nope.
Wesley.
No.
Nope.
No. Swear to God. Hold on.
You're probably thinking of The Life of Pi.
What about the one with the mummy? The guy was Brendan that's Fraser?
That's the mummy.
Didn't they do a
Tarzan?
Book with
you
him?
Mean?
Oh, Tarzan.
It was Tarzan.
Are you thinking of George of the Jungle?
It's the same thing. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
George of the Jungle aren't would they? Be more accurate to say. It George is another Brendan Fraser book. Movie. That's where he's in the jungle and friends with bears. That's probably what
The Jungle Book, 1994. Yep. Cary Elwes was in it.
Now, are you sure it wasn't Jungle Boogie by Kool and the Gang?
No.
Are you sure it wasn't Boogie Nights?
Oh, Lena Headey? I forgot. Oh, yeah. The girl who plays Shame. Shame. The girl from Game of Thrones.
Cersei.
Sarah Connor.
Cersei. Yeah, Cersei's in it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, Jason Scott Lee, so one of the Lee brothers.
Speaking of, that just reminded me of, because what's her Khaleesi is the new Sarah Connor. We've tried three times to finish watching this new Terminator movie, and we have.
Is it bad?
It's not. I don't
it's
know.
It's not that it's bad. It's that it's not good.
Right. We watched the first part of it at one point, then we stopped it. Then a couple weekends later, we tried to watch it again. We ended right before the last 40 minutes, we stopped it. We played it again this
week. Why did you guys stop it? Just something else seemed more fun than anything but that?
I think she just went back to playing video games.
Yeah, that's not a good, especially from you two, that's not a good review.
Fair, we got Dragon Age Inquisition, and there's the only game Maria will play with me.
Oh, that's right. You guys finally got it?
Yeah, no, but it's fucking great. Like, we're like totally in. It's one of those RPGs takes a billion hours too.
Right.
So many quests that we can do.
Yeah, and it's so, the thing is when we play, Marie always wants to just find little things and pick up items.
I want to pick up all the items.
I want to fight dragons. It's Dragon Age.
I'm like, oh, there's iron. Go find an iron.
It's not item quest.
No, fuck that. I'm afraid of dragons. I'd pick up things too.
Yeah.
Anything worse though? Like when you're in those kind of things, like you remember like when Diablo first came out, whatever, and you're trying to play with friends and you're like in a party and it's like, okay, we're going to go kill this, that, the other thing. No, I got to go collect. Stop collecting. Like that kind of thing.
I know. That's the thing. And so we're playing. It started out with Marie trying to play. Then it's just her telling me what to do while I play with hold the controller. She's scared of turning.
I remember you telling me.
I'm not good at it.
So then she helps me find stuff, and she's basically my backseat video gamer. And when we're playing, though, she'll like,
just be running. I'm like, you passed something.
I'm like, Marie, I don't something. Need every piece of coin.
No, but you do, because you can turn those in and get.
It's just, I want to fight things.
No, but then you'd unlock things when you turn them in, and then you make things out of things. And you can
it's just,
you can use all the metals and upgrade your armor, and then you can use all the plants, and you can make potions, and then you can do all these things.
Here's the brilliance of a game like this, is it serves everybody's little OCD-ness.
Well, we used
like to, if you're the type that likes doing that, or like type like fighting, you could do any of it at all times, like that and yeah. Destiny and all other games that have that type of option.
We talk about it with Sean, like when Sean would play Skyrim and I would sit there and watch him, he would literally spend hours organizing his books on the bookshelf. He would literally read books in a game instead of reading an actual book. It was so annoying.
Yeah, they have this thing like the whole point is like there were rifts in time and demons come out of the rifts. And so you're supposed to be fighting demons, but the rifts develop out these like shards of the rift, like broken pieces of
shards.
Yeah. And so like I'm always like, let's go find more shards.
She wants to find these.
I
want to
find the shards because things unlock when you find the shards.
Fight things.
But when you find shards, it unlocks more things that you can find, like shards.
I don't want to get any stupid shards. But anyway, yeah, that's what pretty much. What did we do anything else? I don't think we did much this weekend, did we?
We've just been cooking a lot, not using sugar or carbohydrates.
What was the name of this game again? I apologize.
Dragon Age Inquisition.
Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. It's like $20 now.
It's pretty sweet.
Sweet, bro.
Yeah. Is that all you guys did?
What did we do Friday?
Probably cook healthy.
Didn't we drive over to Tampa to eat with your parents and then hang out with
We ate healthy at my parents' house and then hung out with some friends.
So we hung out with our friends, and these guys are fucking hilarious. And
have I met them?
And I don't think you have.
No, and they did not show up to MLR Live 3.
So we went over in Tampa.
Well, what about the wedding?
Ones that we got to crash their wedding last minute.
Remember when we told you we crashed a wedding?
Oh, right. Yeah.
This is the people's weddings that we crashed.
Right.
So we went over there and
it turned into a conversation of which dog treats and cat treats tried.
This guy, Ken, is fucking hilarious. He tall dude, used to be a, like a swimmer, white, you know, just Hitler's wet dream. And,
right.
You know, and he's sitting there, he's talking. And I mentioned that, oh, yeah, we're talking about our dog. I mentioned, oh, yeah, I bought Yuki the little ice cream treats, you know, the one that tastes like peanut butter ice cream.
They're called Frosty Paws.
Frosty Paws. And he goes, ooh, Frosty Paws. And then we're just quiet, football's on. Then he goes, you know, in a pinch, if you don't have regular ice cream, those don't taste that bad. And I said, wait, you've tried? He goes, yeah, I've tried it. And then we started talking about, has everybody at least tried to taste what dog or cat food tastes like? And pretty much everyone says yes. I think everyone's at least tried a dog.
I don't think I've ever had it. I'm not trying to be like elitist, but I don't think I've ever tried.
You have a dog, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Kelsey,
I grew up with dogs.
Go get him a treat. Go get Dutch a treat.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to eat those treats now.
No. First off, I'll tell you this. The FDA made it, had to make dog food safe for human consumption.
It's not that I think it's going to hurt me. It's just I've never had the desire to do it.
No. Listen, I did it once because I was curious. I'm like, my dog eats this. Why does my dog love this so much? No, it was
okay. I would try Frostbuzz because that looks like ice cream. I'm not going to get whatever that dried out horseshit that she feeds Pepper.
I've had a milk bone before.
Delicious. Milk bones are good.
What the fuck? No, they're not.
Yes.
You've had dog food, right?
Oh, of course I have.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
What the hell is going on around here?
What did he say? Delicious? He said one of the wet foods was delicious.
Oh, yeah. He said
I've never had a wet food. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, that's it. Sherry, have you?
I don't know if I could do any of it. That's gross, dude.
I have, actually, but usually, I mean, not usually. When we first got Sterling, I started making my own treats, and I would taste those.
No, that doesn't count.
What do you make?
I will say this. Cat food does taste better than dog food.
No, cat food
what
smells
like... What the fuck? Yeah. Am I losing my mind here? How are you guys always all eating animal food? I'm not eating it.
Because I grew up with cats and dogs.
Get away from me. Get away from me with that. No, I don't want it.
Dutch, if I go grab a treat, will you do it with me?
No, I'm not.
It's dog cheese.
I'll do it.
Taste it.
I'll go grab a treat. Hold on.
Is that dog cheese? What is that?
Sit down.
Seriously, though, if you have a dog, do yourself a favor and get Frosty Paws, because watching a dog try to eat Frosty Paws is the funniest thing you will ever see. Because they just go to town licking, and if you put the thing down on something that's not carpeted, like on tile or wood floor, it'll just keep moving, and they'll be chasing it around trying to lick it, and it moves every time they lick it. It's kind of mean.
To go to your point, Marie, that's what kind of what this shit is. You see, like, I don't know if you can see the picture here, but we have this little treat. You fill the whole inside of the dog treat with cheese, and then they sit there and try like lick at it, but their face can't fit into the whole thing. So it's funny to watch them struggle to eat.
Mitch,
it's kind of cool.
Mitch just gave
it.
Me a treat.
Royce, do you have a dog treat?
I gotta grab one. Hold on.
I have easy cheese. We're all eating dog food. What happened to this
show? It's a dog treat. See, hold on. Sterling, come here.
Sterling, honey? Come on my lap.
You know, Dutch, there are people that their whole job is to just taste dog food, right?
See this? Oh, do you like that, huh? Yeah, you
like
do.
Somebody is employed to sample dog food and make sure it's tasty enough for dogs.
I don't want my dog eating food that isn't tested by humans.
Yeah, so you like the Sterling? What's this? You like that? Yes, yum. Oh, it's so good. Yum. See, Sterling likes it.
Aww.
I can't imagine.
Well, Sterling's an asshole. I don't think either of you two really like him that much.
I love him again.
Well, okay, I'll describe mine. I'll hold it up to the camera. I don't know how, you probably can't see it that well, but it's about the size of a branch you pull off, a little stick you pull off a tree. I can see little white bits of things. I can only assume that's some kind of fat. It's stringy, almost like beef jerky, but it breaks apart. And it kind of smells oaky. Woody. I'm not
like
sure.
Something you would use to smoke meat with?
Yeah. I don't know what's in this. I don't even remember what it's called. I'm sure it's delicious.
Does it say anything on the bag what it's supposed to be?
We don't have the bag anymore.
It's real hard.
Yeah, it's
okay, so yours is hard. Mine's chewing soft. Dutch, what is yours
again?
Are we
still talking about dog treats?
Yeah, we're going to try.
Yeah, mine's the easy cheese, which is probably just regular, like, human easy cheese, but...
Are you eating Cheese Whiz?
No, look at it.
Oh, it's the Kong stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Kong.
Okay. Do we all eat ours at the same time or one at a time?
Nah, let's just do one at a time. Mitch and Sherry, go ahead.
Okay.
It hurts.
That's really hard.
It hurts. I need stronger, sharper teeth. I mean, let me get it wet. I think I need... Oh, broken in half.
Don't break your teeth chewing on this.
Okay, it has a... There's a meat aftertaste to it, kind of.
Mostly it tastes like...
Ooh. Oh my God, it tastes like dry... It tastes like popcorn kernels.
That's exactly what it tastes like.
Like, but no salt, no butter or salt or anything. It just kind of tastes like popcorn kernels. And Sterling wants some more.
Sterling.
I wouldn't suggest eating this one.
I was going to say, is Sterling whining?
Yeah.
Because you guys are eating his food? Is that why?
Yep.
Sterling, he's like, dude, you already give me shit. Now you're...
Take my treats,
okay,
man.
I would like to point out, I just chewed it up and I spit some of it out Sterling. So I bird fed it to him.
I still have some in my mouth.
Oh, you got your dog the no bark collar. Is it working fine? Working okay for him?
He's at the show without barking, isn't he? See, I love him again, Dutch.
This is not good.
No. I think that there's some stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, it's not
good. Mitch, do you have the remote controlled one or do you have the one that's like voice activated that when he barks, he gets shocked?
It's a remote. I don't want the voice activated one because I don't want him getting shocked when I don't want him to get shocked. I want to be controlled when I shock him.
Okay, because so you know he knows it's coming from you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And so also, I can
incessantly shocked.
I can beep him and I can vibrate him. So, mostly it's to keep him from getting in, like eating the fucking bark right off the tree. That's what it's been for.
Have you prevented him from eating more of Sherry's underwear?
No.
No, actually.
Is
so,
a thing for your underwear?
Yes. So,
what a creep.
Wednesday, Mitch went to go
straight
take him to his mom and dad's for the weekend while we were camping. And he runs up on the deck and he's all panicked. And he's like, oh my God, oh my God. The dog's saying this. And I'm like, Sterling, what's the matter? And there was a big poop hanging from his butt. So I'm like, oh, Sterling, get off the deck, get off the deck. So I take him by the collar and I bring him out onto the grass and I look closely and it's a thong. And I'm like, when the fuck did you get that and where did you get it? So the dresser drawer was open an inch. It was open an inch and he pulled one out of there. And I'm like,
have to pull the rest of your underwear out of his ass?
I had to find a leaf and pull my panty out of my dog's asshole.
God.
And all I could think was, thank God he shit it out immediately before going to Mitch's parents' house because that would be real awkward.
I thought you were going to say, thank God it's all in one piece. I can rewash this.
No. I'm nasty, but I'm not that nasty.
No, out of the three of them that he's gotten, they've all been intact, but never washed and kept. She throws them away.
I think that would usually be a game breaker on that one.
Well, that's good.
Okay, Dutch, your turn.
Oh, son of a
bitch.
For
the easy cheese?
I don't know if anybody can see this. Well, you can't because we're not reconnected, but whatever.
I can see you.
Okay, well, they can see me. So I'm just going to put a dab of this stuff on my... Well, actually, a lot of it.
It looks...
Put it in the toy. Look it out of the toy.
I'm not looking out of the toy.
Do what the dog has to do.
Oh, Pepper wants it. Pepper wants it.
Lick it out of the toy.
Oh, how's it?
Oh, gross.
Ew, you look gross.
How's it? It's like putty.
What's it taste like?
Peanut butter.
Is it good?
It tastes like
drink some beer.
Bacon and cheese, but it's like coagulates immediately. Do you ever have like the thing? Oh my God, it has like a Pepto-Bismol aftertaste.
What?
Whoa, I'm not even joking.
Is it tingly?
Well, you know that like after you take Pepto-Bismol, it has like that flavor, but then it's got like that weird sort of mint thing that just kind of hangs. You don't really know what it is, but it's like sort of fresh.
Oh, is it supposed to be like a dental thing?
No, this one isn't. She has a treat though that's supposed to be like that. It's like these fresh bite dog things that are like smell minty. Yeah.
She hasn't eaten one yet.
How about you talking to the mic, honey?
Because I thought I was muted. She hasn't eaten one yet.
Are you just going to talk in a thin air? How about you point the mic towards your face like a human being? There you go, honey.
She hasn't eaten one of these
yet. I heard that
the
first five times. I'm just saying the next sentence you say that isn't the same one.
This is your fault. Always muting your girlfriend, and then she doesn't know when or when.
I just had her potted down because she wasn't saying anything.
See? That's why she doesn't know when to use the microphone.
I thought I was going to get a wink if it was time to talk.
That's not what I said. I said, I'm not going to give you verbal cues.
Do you speak?
Huh?
Kelsey, does he hit you?
No.
You can tell me.
I should.
I will just hit him
back. I should start.
Only when I request.
Ooh.
Kelsey, start hitting him just so that Dutch and I have something in common now. Because Sherry
Well, besides the alcoholism.
Well, I mean,
we are very close to being back up.
I'm working
video.
On it. Getting close.
We're very, very close.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to see what treat you guys have. So
it's a.
This is really bad.
Doesn't taste.
I need to brush my teeth. I feel like
Pepper likes it.
You might.
Of course, she's a dog. That's the point.
And you just have a milk bone, right, Royce?
I'm sorry.
You just have a milk bone.
Yeah, it's the chewy milk
bones. It's a chewy milk
bone. I've never had the chewy ones.
Neither have I. This will be a new...
You're not supposed to have them! None of you are supposed to have them!
How do you know
if it's good for my dog, it's good for me.
Exactly.
All right. Tested on humans.
The video will be up in a second. Okay, we're gonna try this here.
Can you guys see us yet?
No, it doesn't matter. Just eat it.
All right.
I would like to see.
Okay, well, I'm working on it. Sorry.
There we go. Now I can see you.
Eat it.
Are we good? So
now I can see.
I'm holding it up. So I have half of it. And then Royce has the other half of it. So I'm holding it up in front of the camera if you can see me. No? Yes?
Marie, just what? Eat the fucking milk bones.
Right. We all stopped talking waiting for you to do it.
Oh, sorry. I would. All right.
Eat the fucking food.
Okay, it's obviously not as chewy as I thought it was going to be. It's much drier once I put them into my mouth.
Oh, God, you're smacking. That's the worst I can hear people eat.
It has a...
My biggest headphones actually. Right in my eardrums.
It has a really mild taste. Like, I kind of think it tastes a little bit like jerky, but it more so tastes like nothing. Like, absolute nothing. Like, how does a dog even like this?
Right. There has to be something there to, like, make it a treat for them.
I mean, maybe the smell of it makes it appealing because when you smell it, it smells like jerky.
But what does Yuke do when you give her that?
Oh, she chews it immediately and just swallows it like a velociraptor. Just, like, wolfs it down because these are small, too. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those like one trick treats for her, even though for a small dog, it'd be like, here's your daily intake of treat. But yeah, so like we'll do, you know, sit, here's one, shake, here's one, lay down, here's one, you know,
right
type of thing with these. But she loves them. It just doesn't taste like anything. It kind of tasted like I was eating a stale piece of jerky cake. Like if cake tasted like jerky.
Yeah.
Like if
pepper. Pepper and I are back on not speaking terms.
Back? I didn't realize you were on speaking terms.
Oh, well, I gave her a haircut.
She loves
she
you.
Really didn't like that. Did I talk about this already?
No, I don't think so.
Tell me if I. Oh, here, give me the dog.
Oh, is she one of those dogs that requires haircuts all the time? Otherwise, they just...
Not necessarily. Well, I mean, we're not on the air right now, but like at least for Mitch and Sherry. You see how much shorter her hair is now? Before, she was like a floating mop. Like, her hair like went down where it covered her feet, and you couldn't really see her feet. It just looked like a gliding, like a mop. And so, and it was, she was getting greasy, and you know, the yard, you know, has mulch in it, and she was constantly dragging mulch in and getting stuck in her fur and like yelping every time she sat down. She's been stabbed by wood and yada yada. So I finally had it, and you know, it, Kelsey got like completely bamboozled by the grooming place, because she brought her there for the first time, and they were like, okay, yeah, this puppy's only this, you know, many weeks old or whatever. And then she was like, oh yeah, I want a haircut. I want their, you know, nails trimmed and all that kind of stuff. They came back. The only thing they cut of her hair was like around her eyes and around her vagina, and then trimmed her nails.
Anal glands.
Oh, and that. And then there, and she was, and Kelsey was like, oh, why didn't you get her haircut? He's like, well, we don't want to traumatize the puppy the first time around, so you should bring her back. And Kelsey was like, oh, okay. I'm like, honey, that's how they get the money out of you. That's how they keep getting you to come back. Time after time is by telling you, hey, we're not going to do what you asked us to do. We're going to do part of it and get you to come back a second time, pay for a full session.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like when you go to the vet the first time you go there, they don't want to just inject them with 1,500 shots and scare the shit out of them. You want to make it a nice place for them.
No.
I'm on Kelly's side.
Be like, no, they'll be fine.
I'm on Kelly's side.
No, my name is Kelsey, not Kelly. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
God, this dog farted so bad.
Maybe it's your ass.
Get it? No, that's not. Get it. Oh, my God. Oh, that's bad.
You really love that dog.
Wow. But anyways, so.
You really love that dog. I can just hear it in your voice when you yell at her. Like, you just super
love
that dog.
Anyways. That was the
no, I hate that fucking dog. So anyway, so after I got her haircut, she kind of like after like the first hour, I just gave up, even though according to everybody, I guess I did a pretty good job. But
you did.
After like the first hour, she like stopped struggling and just looked at me and she's like, we're done again. We're not friends. I don't like you. Anytime, you know, Kelsey's not around, she runs away from me as far as she can get. She hides. And she tries to find new hiding spots. And it's not like I'm like tromping around like a, you know, like, you know, some old, you know, where's my baby? And trying to grab it and, you know, abuse her or anything. But just every once in a while, I'm just kind of like, Pepper, are you alive? Are you in the house? Are you around? I don't know if she got out the back gate or found a new way of getting out. So I'm having to like go around and go, I haven't seen the dog in fucking 2 hours. So let me go find her. And it takes me forever and because she's hiding from me. So we're not talking.
Scary treats in your pocket.
Oh, Marie, I've tried this.
And she doesn't fall for it?
Mm-mm.
I think it's all lies.
We've got... You're not here for these moments when we're fighting.
She's a teacup poodle. Get over it.
She's a bitch is what she is. She's a complete bitch.
She sounds a little high maintenance.
She is high maintenance. She gives me these looks like, you're not a girl.
She never pees in the house for me. She sits on my shoulder all day long.
She always pees in the house with you because you never discipline her.
Well, I work night shift.
But you just lied. You just said she doesn't pee in the house. Yes, she does.
Sometimes.
Asshole. But are we back up in the video?
No, it's Mark.
There's not going to be no video tonight, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Itself. So don't worry about the stupid video. Just pretend we do radio without video. We've done it before. We could do it again.
Trying to think. Do I say? No, I don't have it on this computer. Sorry. I wish I had a backup. You know, I'm going to do that actually after this weekend. But anyways. So what were we talking about?
Our weekends.
Right. But
what, boys?
After that, before this.
Dog treats. No, there's no forgetting. We talked about eating dog food.
No. It was something else. I was just trying to rejog my mind because it was something I wanted to talk about and I completely forgot. But who cares? Hey, Marie.
What?
Harry Potter time. Have you seen the new thing that's going on with Harry Potter fans?
No, what? What? Tell me.
Jesus. Apparently, Harry Potter fans now, people who've like read the book or are grown up now, there's this new movement of people going to libraries and it's called hashtag Potter It Forward. And what they do is they'll take like sticky notes or post-it notes or whatever, and they'll just write little things about Harry Potter and then hide them in library books. So a future Harry Potter fan will read it and like find it like something similar to that would happen in the stories, like these little like side notes or whatever written on it. Like this one here, it says, I came to the Harry Potter series later than most, but these books have become so important in my life. I hope they bring you as much joy as they have brought me. Hashtag Potter forward.
I don't want to do that. That's stupid.
You wouldn't do something like that?
Fuck no.
Why?
That's stupid as shit. One,
I love Harry Potter, though.
Do a library. Two, other strangers don't need to know about how much joy the stupid books bought me.
Yeah, the internet exists. People could see how much joy it brought.
Well, what about this, though? It's in a book, though. If you actually had that, like, why here's one. It says, Harry, Ron, and Hermione were Hogwarts, or and Hogwarts were my best friends growing up. If you ever need someone to listen to, always know that they will be there to welcome you home and take on an adventure. Enjoy the magic.
You enjoy Harry Potter because other people's stupid cliff notes weren't written all over the books.
Why don't you?
Well, these are sticky notes put inside the books.
But I don't fucking care. That's dumb.
I would write spoilers and put them in there.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say the only.
I was just going to say.
Write the spoiler right at the beginning of every book so they have eyes be drawn to it. Be like, what is this? And when you
put it in the first book, like midway through, and just be like, oh, what's the Grand Wizard's name?
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore dies. Just put that right there.
That'd be pretty fucked up.
That'd be really fucked up.
But I mean, seven books in, like you would be like, who's Dumbledore? You know, like, it starts out with the boy who lived where he's a baby and he doesn't know any better. And so just.
You don't spoil the end of every book at the beginning of it.
Right. Or
because they'll look at that and they'll have in the back of their mind, regardless of where they want to or not.
Right. Professor Quirrell is Voldemort in the back of his head. Like, oh yeah, I guess that would be pretty fucked up. But no, I don't want to hear anybody's stupid love notes. I met my husband in book three. No, I don't care. No one cares.
I had this friend in high school. His name was James Graziano. And he's a real person, by the way. He would do this thing where he would, you know how like textbooks, like if it was like a glossy page with like printed whatever, like your standard high school textbook, you can erase those letters off of it. Like you can literally take just like a number two pencil and just erase like full words of print out of like a glossy textbook kind of thing. So that's what he would do while he would sit in class. He would do that. He would go out of his way to go to like, again, like something like this, like go to libraries instead of putting notes in. He would go in and just race like just a full paragraph, just randomly. Like there's no real reason. He got no payoff from it. It was just that whole, you know, antisocial type behavior where you know you're fucking something up and then not there for the payoff.
Or if you erase one word, like whatever the topic is, if it's on like, biology, just whatever, just erase every instance of the word biology from it so they never know what it's about. But only that word.
That's actually very funny.
Yeah, that was the thing. Do you guys ever do a thing like that? Like just go do like just fucked up things like on the opposite spectrum of this whole Harry Potter thing. Instead of like doing like leaving helpful fun things, just something fucked up that you would do and then just leave.
I'm trying now. I'm sure I have, but I
feel like Royce has definitely done that.
I'm pretty sure I have. I'm just trying to think of what the stuff that I've done that's like that.
There's while you're thinking, I had one where I would pee all over gas station bathrooms. Like the thing is like when that guy who started videotaping himself doing it and put it on YouTube and became, I was like, damn it, I used to do that. Why didn't I film myself doing that? You know, like, no joke. There was no real reason behind it. Like I said, it was just drunken antisocial behavior. We're just going to a gas station bathroom and you just pee over everything but the toilet.
No, that's awful.
All over the paper towels, all over the sink. Try to hit the mirror if you can.
No.
Like,
no, just, that's the worst.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying that's what I used to do when I get drunk.
No.
I once covered an entire high school bath or junior high bathroom with pads and tampons covered with strawberry jam.
Why?
Because I thought it would be
was
hilarious.
It a senior prank or just because you wanted to be goofy that day?
No, I meant junior high. I was eighth grade.
Just junior high?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's pretty bad. How were you there long enough for no one to catch you?
We had one person inside helping me and one person out on lookout. And it was like one of those, it was a small bathroom. It wasn't one of the main bathrooms.
So there was three of you involved.
Yes.
So what was the discussion before? You were just going like, hey, let this be funny to do?
Yeah.
I've never done a prank. Like a senior prank. Never did one.
No?
Nope.
My brother did one in... He did it's hack at this point because everybody's done it, but they got two pigs and they released them in the high school, but they spray painted on the side of one. They spray painted the number one and the other one, number three. And so so for the rest of the afternoon, they're running around trying to find pig number two, which didn't exist. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
That's a typical senior prank that everybody does.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, my brother did that.
Funny.
So, oh man, one of my friends in college told me that they took a cow up a flight of stairs to like the second floor of their high school.
I've heard those kind of pranks before.
And then it's close to impossible to get a cow down a flight of stairs. Like you almost have to blindfold it to get it to go.
And yeah, so then they have to kill the cow and cut it in half to take it out.
No, I think you're supposed to blindfold it. I think that's the way you're supposed to
calf and then drag its bloody carcass out.
Well, that's just violent and strange.
The video's up again for now, by the way.
Oh, okay, cool.
FYI.
Why? Well, before we move on.
White ass Brent Royce, thanks for the Joe Coletta like OCD when the video goes down. Yes, I know. I do that. And it happens to Joe more often than it happens to me. I want to point that out. But at least I got it fixed.
Well, here's the thing. I know that about my radio partner. That's why I just kept moving right along because I think that helps him out more than anything.
Is that a cow joke when you said moving right along?
Moving.
It was not, but you can take it that way because it's actually very funny.
There you go.
It's actually not that funny, but I'll still take it that way because I think that you're dumb.
That's not nice.
What are you getting all defensive for him for?
I'm not defending him. I just wanted to insult someone.
Anyways.
And yes, I go shit for murder.
You didn't. Okay. Who else? You guys, what was your class senior prank?
I don't think my senior class had.
Not that you participated, but did your class have one?
I don't think my class had one. Not that I was aware of, but we always heard about the shit the class before us did, which is why I think we were all not motivated to do anything. Cause we're like,
how are we going to top them?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure one dude did show up just in a diaper, like as a giant baby.
I don't think my class had one too, but then again, I was never in the popular crowd. I know that's a shocker to you guys, but
I mean,
you seem like the ball of the bell of the oh fuck,
I cut up. You got it.
Wow,
you got it.
Jesus, you know, like when you see someone try to like run in the shallow end of a pool. That's what me.
I mean, I wasn't bell of the ball either, but our class had some pretty wild senior pranks.
What happened?
So the she's first one. All of the seniors that had tractors drove their tractors and took up the entire parking lot.
It's a very Minnesota thing to do.
And they also spray painted most of the parking spaces handicapped. And
that's kind of funny.
That's actually not bad. I actually like that one.
Okay, so the real exciting one is two people, one person dressed up as Pac-Man and one person dressed up as a little ghost, and they ran around the cafeteria. That's how exciting we were.
The parking space one is actually a good one.
Actually, that's I don't think great. It was all of them, but I think it was like two rows worth.
My,
after a while, you're going to run out of spray paint.
My class prank for the year. I wasn't part of it, but
they murdered a teacher.
They got a bunch of dead fish and threw them in like, you know, the drop ceiling.
Yeah.
So they hit them all. This whole school had it all drop ceiling. So they hid them in every different classroom, all parts of the school. They were dead fish. It smelled really bad.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, but it was her last day, so what do they care? And I always laugh at that when they told you, like, and if you're caught doing a prank or going to senior skip day, you won't get your diploma. And I'd be like, yeah, because we're that stupid.
Yeah, the state. Yeah, exactly.
The state's not going to let us move on to college because we did senior skip day. You fucking idiots.
That was the only prank that we had was senior skip day. We just didn't show up for a last day of class. That was our entire thing. But I was kind of in on every prank that happened before then. I remember one time, I think it was during my junior year, there was, it was really bad winter, like super cold, like one of those kind of things where just water freezes within like 2 minutes of being outside. One of those, basically a typical winter in Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota winter. And what we did was we, at my school, we had those big, like, wide open, you know, pool doors. And so, and then there was like maybe like four fire exits. And what we did was we just got a ton of water and we just froze the doors. We just kept throwing water on it, waiting a minute, throwing a little bit more, wait a minute. You know, and we literally froze like the jams. We put a lot on, like, you know, like where the hinges were and everything, and like put like a good half inch of ice.
And then you started the school on fire.
No, we didn't do that. But all we know is that the next morning is that what happened. I guess that they had the janitors and the guys who would come and open up the school, like, were out there with hair dryers and like and like having to go get like hot water and dumping it on there just to try and open the school on time. So that was there was that one. Oh yeah, the drop ceiling one. That one guy put a dead pheasant above my face. That wasn't fun. I tell you about that when I was in college.
No.
Yeah, our pranks were ridiculous. We used to do piss discs. You ever heard of those? Where basically you pee in like a styrofoam cup, but you only pee like maybe the bottom, maybe half inch to an inch. And then you put it in a freezer. And once it freezes, you would then, like, you know, open up the styrofoam cup or pixie, you know, or Dixie cup or whatever it was. And you would slide the piss disc underneath your friend's door jamb. And then it would melt. And then your entire room would smell like pee.
Well, that's just, I mean, that's not even a prank. Okay. That's just mean.
Right. So this is the kind of people that I hung out with when I was in college. So we used to do all that kind of nonsense to each other.
That explains a lot about
you. One of our friends was a huge fan of doing things with roadkill. Like Drew would put, he found a dead deer and he propped it up in one of the girls' bathrooms in the stall like it was reading a newspaper.
Oh, no. An entire deer.
It was, well, most of the deer.
I call bullshit.
Honey, I saw it.
A whole deer. He took a dead deer off the road and put it in the bathroom.
This is what rednecks do for fun in Kansas,
That's disgusting.
So don't call me bullshit. I saw it. I have pictures of it.
Don't ever be such a liar. Don't ever say that he's fake laughing. He will lose his shit.
Don't. You know what? Mic's off. Anyways.
And that's why there's trust issues.
Anyways, so at one point, my buddy Drew and a couple of the guys like went out like hunting or whatever, and they shot a couple of pheasant, and they were like, I don't want to feel like stuffing any of these pheasants. So they you were saying the drop ceiling with the whole like fish, mm-hmm. right above my my bunk bed. Yeah, my bunk bed. They just stuck the pheasant up there and like just kind of put the drop ceiling back and just waited and see how long. Now at the time this is my second semester and I had like a new roommate who was a guy from Ethiopia. So I thought that the room was smelling bad because it was him. And he was telling all of his other foreign exchange buddies that he thought the room smelled bad because of me. We both were being super racist towards each other. It wasn't until after the fact, but anyways, we found out, like, my RA, who was kind of, he was in on it, but then after like a week or two, he was like, dude, I can't do this anymore. Like, nobody can deal with this on the floor. You got to check above your drop ceiling.
You know what? And the thing is, it's funny you mentioned that, like, you were in your bunk bed. If you think of fucking college, how really fucked societally, how fucked up it is. It's like, all right, you're finally a grown up. Get back to sleeping on bunk beds.
Yes.
Think about that. It's like, all right, you're an adult now. Get ready to share a bathroom again. What the fuck? What am I doing? I just became an adult and I've just reverted back to what I did when I was 12.
Yeah.
It is pretty fucking ridiculous if you think about it.
It is. College is the most ridiculous thing. I'm actually glad I went. It was fun for me. So.
You're going to go to college. We're going to get you ready for the real world. Okay, cool. How are you going to do that? All right, here's what we're going to do. You're going to sleep in a bunk bed. All right. You're going to use the bathroom as fucking 20 other dudes. All right. You have to walk everywhere. And you're going to sit in a class and learn about something that you'll never do at your mid-management job. Perfect. College.
And you're going to have, and you're going to be in debt for the next 35 years.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to have to pay it off the rest of your fucking miserable life. Oh, how did they put the car on the roof?
I'm posting other pictures of other people's school pranks because they're way better than anything that I ever did. A lot of people just filled up the entire hallway with cups of water so that if you stepped on any, it would just knock everything over like domino style. One
That's good.
Filled up the hallway with balloons. One filled it up with hay. One took a vending machine and filled up all the water bottles with goldfish inside the water bottles. One just like, I don't know, it was a class photo and people are just dumping water from the rooftop above them.
On people getting their pictures taken.
Yeah. One person put up an entire school for sale with a phone number and an arrow to go to the auditorium. And then, yeah, someone put a car on the roof. I don't even know how you get a car on the roof. Like crane of some sort.
White Ass Princess, Dutch's college story should be folklore for kids and why they should go to vocational school.
Yeah. We're in Kansas. I mean, what else are you going to do?
I was.
That is a fact.
It's a good point.
Well, I mean, funny you say that, but Royce has recently asked to speak to kids about how you can still have a job and not put yourself into debt.
I was over at my buddy's house and his wife's a teacher. And she's like, and by the way she asked me goes to show you what people think of me. She goes, Royce, can you like be politically correct and not curse for like a couple hours? I'm like, well, of course I can. Not animal. I got like, of course I can. I mean, what do you fucking think? And of course that ruined it. But no, I can. And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, do you want to talk to kids about, you know, what you do with radio? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I'm very excited to do this. I'm gonna do it in November. I'm gonna talk to a whole classroom of full of kids.
What grade?
High schoolers.
Yeah, just basically saying, hey, guys, you know, don't put yourself into giant amounts of debt.
Here's what I'm doing.
Get jobs.
Here's what I'm doing. Dutch, you guys tell me because, you know, you guys, we're all. Hold on. I'll explain.
I'm sorry. One quick question. This isn't like career day. This is like, here's a guest speaker coming into the class. Kind of thing?
Correct. Yes, okay. Correct.
But it's not just one guest speaker. It sounds like it's a full day.
It's every day they're going to have a different guest speaker, I think.
Oh, different.
What's the name of the class?
I don't know. But I really don't know. But apparently, here's what I'm going to do since we try to be in tune with the young kids.
Nothing but plug.
No, here's what I'm doing. Station. I'm going to do that too, but here's what I'm doing. Acid wash jeans, tucked in white shirt. Right? Hold on, let me finish. I'm going to have a hat on. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to get my chair, flip it back.
Yeah.
Like this guy with my hat backwards. And I'm going to be like, you dog, I want to rap with y'all. And I'm going to get to their level. And I'm going to be like, so I was just digging the new Wheezy CD in my car. And I want to talk to you about what it's like to do radio. And someone's going to go, what the fuck is radio? And I'm going to sit there and go, hey, don't curse, dog. We could communicate like adults. What do you think? You think that'll be good?
Yes. I want to see this more than anything in the world. Please.
How about when I wore in high school, I'm going to get my Reebok pumps, acid wash jeans, pull those puppies up, tuck in shirt, hat, flip the chair backwards, and I'm going to show up not with a briefcase because you know what? Briefcases are for squares. I'm going to go with a backpack, one shoulder in it, over one shoulder, walk in and be like, what up, dog? Have you heard the new Miley Cyrus album? And I'll be like, yo, but for real, we've had a good time today. But I want to talk to you about choices and the choices you make in life. What do you think? Yes?
I'm my back is tingling.
White Ass Friend is right.
That's so fucking bad, but I want
to
see it.
Are you trying to get your friend fired?
He says cut off sleeves, I hope. No, it's going to be a white t-shirt, but I'm going to wear a denim jacket over that has cut off sleeves. So when I sit down, I'll be like, you know, I used to be like you and think that it was cool listening to my CDs all day. Well, guess what? I grew up and society hit me. Now, before you kids go to Blockbuster and watch a video with your main squeeze, you're going to want to wear a condom. What do you think? No?
That's really not what they're looking.
I don't think any of those kids are going to know what any of those things are.
I think they will. If I remember high school,
are you going to have some sort of a patch or like some kind of a phrase in the back of your denim cutoff jacket?
Yeah, it's going to say my only drugs are life. What do you think?
More like radio, less like crap. If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. That's MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
If you were weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Thing froze up.
Ah. You kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's...
Like, the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet. And then asked her for her ID. And her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? The Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey, Cartman. What's going on? Aren't you going to, go do something about this new principal?
I've already got 4 days of detention. I don't want any more. I'm going to start following the rules.
But this isn't you, Cartman. Yeah, where's the Eric Cartman we know? The Eric Cartman we know breaks the rules, and he gets away with it. Just like his hero. Come on, who's your hero, Cartman?
Tom Brady.
Right, and what does Tom Brady do after breaking the rules?
Deny and subvert.
Yeah, what? Well, what would Tom Brady say if he got caught shoplifting?
Everybody shoplifts, why are you coming down on me?
Yeah! You're Tom Brady, Cartman. And that new principal in there is the football commissioner trying to dictate his punishment to you. And what happens when an invulnerable cheater comes up against an elitist corporate dictator?
Perfect storm of hypocrisy that everyone in the country has to deal with for months on end.
Yeah!
You're right, guys. I'm gonna Tom Brady this thing.
Yeah!
I'm gonna say, you're not giving me 4 days of detention. You're only giving me one.
Yeah!
No, to hell with that. You're giving me no days of detention. And then I'm gonna go home and f*** my hot wife. Who's not even that hot. Kinda looks like a dude.
Yeah!
Thanks, guys. I almost forgot the lessons that football has taught us all. I can get around these pesky rules. Butters, I'm going to need your underwear.
Okay!
We're back. With the second hour of Dodge and Royce, that was a very funny Royce.
They fucking ripped apart Tom Brady. And
wow.
The episode was ridiculous.
Please tell me you saw the season opening of New South Park.
It was.
No, Roy sent it to me right after it happened. He said, dude, you got a lot of this. I haven't gotten around to it. I'm sorry.
Hit all the PC people with Caitlyn Jenner fat shaming and Tom Brady in 30 minutes. It was beautiful.
Everything Royce has been yelling at for the past year, Matt and Trey summarized into a hilarious episode.
That those guys, man, the fact that they're still able to get away with the show that they're getting away with is just brilliant.
It's just they fucking shit on everybody that was trying to be politically correct. They just shit on everybody. But yeah, it was really, really good episode.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Or you can follow us on Twitter at HJuice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, Joel Dutch, that's mine, Jim Heil, and Dalai Lama. Neither of those two post ever. That's about it.
My stomach kind of hurts, and I think it's from eating dog food.
I was going to say, I can't get the taste out of my mouth. And I even tried licking my own butt, and it didn't work.
Well, I wanted to share a video with you guys that I found today.
Ooh, I love videos.
This guy named Zach Ainer. He has cerebral palsy.
Ainer.
Yeah, he has cerebral palsy. And he does something every week.
Oh, is this going to be sad?
No. It's going to be the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Okay, so the video's up if you want to look at it. He does something every week called Workout Wednesdays. Okay?
Okay.
He's in a wheelchair. His legs are basically sticks. You know, he's really bad.
My younger brother, Asian Joe.
Then you need to show him this because he's going to love it. Now, he's also a comedian, clearly.
And he does this thing called Workout Wednesday. And I'm just going to play it, okay? You just ready?
All right.
Hi, I'm Zach Anner. Welcome to Workout Wednesdays, the workout show where I teach you how to have a kicking butt like mine. Last week, we got some great feedback, and somebody named Dane wrote, "Hey, Zach, you should do a treadmill one." Well, I don't know if you noticed this about me, Dane, but I live in an apartment complex with a treadmill in it. So we're doing. Here's what you need. Workout shirt, workout pants, workout shoes, workout headband, workout beard, and a positive forward-thinking attitude. Let's do this. So the first thing you want...
Now, real, keep in mind for those listening to the podcast, like I said, he's in a wheelchair.
He has very, very bad cerebral palsy. Very bad.
Yeah, it's in his hands. Looks like part of his eye has been taken hold by it.
All right.
But man, he's got it. That's the thing about cerebral palsy is that like it doesn't affect the way you think or anything like that. You're still going to be just, it's like being in some sort of weird cage is the way my brother describes it with his. It's like, dude, he's like, I just can't feel my fucking legs. It's like everything else is fine, but I just can't feel that.
By the way, Sherry, I want this guy on the show. So make it happen. Okay. All right.
Love to talk to this guy. He's hilarious so far.
It's better. He's about to show you that he could do the treadmill.
Get out of your wheelchair. Up the wheelchair and onto the treadmill safely like this. Some people need a little help to stand, but luckily I have these great legs that I can use.
This kid rolls.
I love him.
Understand why people need to walk fast when you can get to where you need to go when you're just walking at a nice pace for everyone. I can't believe my legs work. How does it stop? Okay, so this is obviously gonna take a little while to get a workout because that was too easy. We're gonna try it a different way because the walking. It was awesome, but you know, just sometimes you gotta change it up.
He's on his knees now.
The thing that keeps killing me is how positive he is.
He has this like happy-go-lucky, you know, type look on his face. All like, hey.
He's just like every personal trainer, where he's like, "That was totally awesome. We're gonna do three more sets, and it's gonna rock."
All right, let's. There's still more. This one is playing it.
Awesome. But, you know, just sometimes you gotta change it up.
Now he's crawling on it.
It's gonna be worse. What? What? What?
He's crawling on it.
What? Okay, bye.
Down the treadmill.
Okay, so we're feeling great. We're ready to move again. Okay, hold on. It's moving without it on. All right, so I'm ready to start walking once again. And we're gonna do this.
It's hilarious, man.
Standing sometimes is difficult enough. Walk! Don't run! What's the point of running if you don't know where you're going? Stop comparing yourself to Judd. Just because he's got a diamond car doesn't mean he's better than you. Doug sucks! You know, the world's moving too fast. Sometimes you just gotta stop and smell the roses or the coffee.
Blaming the world for moving too fast.
He rules.
Let's finish.
You just gotta stop and smell the roses or the coffee or the cookies or other things that smell great. You should be proud of who you are.
Look how out of breath he is.
He's so, hold on.
So hard.
Hold on. What? Where is it?
It's just back up. His feet were just dragging behind him.
You know, sorry for listening audience who aren't watching the visual. It's sorry if we keep stopping it, but it's just so fucking ridiculous.
I can't breathe.
Marie's losing.
Those listeners who want to listen, it's Zach Anner and it's treadmill.
Yeah, baby steps. Workout Wednesday number 2 is the video.
You're dragging on the treadmill. He's holding on, giving a motivational speech.
All right, let's keep on.
Where's it? It just became. All right, we're back on our feet. We're back on our feet. We're doing it again. Sometimes you gotta pull yourself up because you know you can do it, even
even when you're sliding off the treadmill. We're going quickly. This is the most exercise my legs have ever gotten. And I've been here for 4 minutes. You don't have a perfect body. You're a lot better than where you started as a baby who cramped himself all the time. You do that.
Keep playing.
I will. A lot less now, and I'm proud of you for it. Even if you're not exactly where you want to be, you're still making progress, and that's what's important. Moving forward, it's better to be walking in the right direction than running in the wrong one. You could end up... You want to be at an Olive Garden, and you owe it to yourself to find your own personal Olive Garden. Might even be a Denny. I just broke the foot. It's okay. We'll keep... I don't need this foot. It's just the left foot. Well, that's Workout Wednesday for this week. Break just the way you are. Subscribe and upload your workout videos. And maybe I'll try and do your workout. Thanks for watching.
Now...
Oh, that kid rules. Marie's losing it.
She's crying. She's literally.
I know, I can see.
He ended up in a fucking coma position at the general at the end.
And he's holding his arms like for the listening audience who are watching what we're watching. He's basically holding on the arms or treadmill, but the rest of his body's like prone. And he's just holding it like straight up.
Now, here's why I love him.
He's a funny guy, man.
He is. But he made the workout the first one where he was doing pull-ups and someone being a dick goes, oh, use a treadmill. And he actually did it. So that guy must feel like an idiot. But number two, he has a book coming out. He's writing a book, and it's called If at Birth You Don't Succeed. I swear.
That's funny, man.
That's a good name, right?
That's very funny. I do need to send that to my brother, Joe. I think he would get a kick out of that.
Fucking love it. Dude, this guy.
Like, Josiah is not as cerebral palsy as him, but it's basically the same concept in the fact that his entire lower body doesn't work. So
this one's good. And then him riding a mechanical bull is hilarious.
I have to see that.
Everyone else on the planet just needs to stop right now. He's the funniest man alive. Everyone else should just give up.
Okay. This is him riding a mechanical bull.
This is Workout Wednesday. Workout show that teaches you the way of the land. Today, we're going to be grabbing the bull by the horn by riding a mechanical bull. So let's get to it. Let's tame that beast. And I don't know.
Hat's falling off.
Here's what you need.
I love that he's wearing a cowboy hat and a sweatband.
Workout hat, workout shorts, workout boots, workout mechanical bull. Let's ride. Yeah!
I'm officially dropping this accent now. It's ridiculous.
The first thing you have to do is have to carry you outside of your wheelchair.
Well, back it up. Sorry, I was laughing too hard at the first one. This kid's funny, man.
All right, here we go.
Dropping this accent now. It's ridiculous.
First thing you need to do is have Aaron carry you out of your wheelchair.
Aaron.
I want to ride like Kate Winslet in Titanic before she met Leonardo DiCaprio. And I want to spit like a man. Titanic. There's no way that this ends well. I'm not moving and I'm falling off of it.
I don't know.
What was that? It was like 12 seconds.
Cool. They say you gotta grab the bull by the horn. But I say, what are you doing grabbing a bull? Grab a bowl of ice cream and rethink your life. Kids getting killed in the dumbest possible off of your bucket list. You might be like a bull. What I'm saying is, you might be like
he keeps falling off and giving presents
immediately.
Bowl in a china shop, but that's exactly where you should be, because bowls are fine china. That was a violent one. That felt violent. Life is gonna throw you for a loop, but you gotta be like Taylor Swift and shake it off. I mean, sure, she's had like 6 multi-platinum albums by the time she was 25, but she has dated some guys that have not wanted to date her anymore.
Scott is absolutely the funniest human being. I want him to have a show on this.
We have to get him on here, man.
I'm emailing him right now.
Please interview this fucker. Please put the feelers out. Oh my God. Dude, he's right down our alley with the whole just ridiculous sense of humor. I love him.
A man with cerebral palsy on a mechanical bull is giving pity to Taylor Swift.
Dude, it's the whole shtick of just saying the most fucking overused phrases you could possibly think of and just being so.
I don't know, to comment that I think the fact that he's yelling kind of makes it better. Even funnier.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yes.
All right. She's had like 6 multi-platinum albums by the time she was 25, but she has dated some guys that have not wanted to date her anymore. That's gotta be tough. She's gotta shake that off. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Whoa! I learned that while this shirt is cushioned, my arm is not. I wish I could quit you.
Hold on, Zach.
I need this guy in my life. He's the best.
God. Can we make him the permanent fifth mic on the show?
I want him on all the time.
Oh my Lord.
Every time he complains or says something, this guy
breaks. What's his name again?
Zach Ehner.
Zach Ehner is the bestest.
Z-A-C-H-A-N-N-E-R.
Oh my God.
I wish I could quit you.
Hold on.
You might feel like you've hit your stride and you get knocked off after only 4 seconds. But to put things in perspective, I would give a whole lot for other things to last 4 seconds.
All right. Okay.
Liked it more if that lasted less than 4 seconds. You gotta be like Robert De Niro in Raging Bull. He was down and out, and then years later, he was in another Bull movie, Rocky and Bullwinkle. Two great Bull movies. Oh, all right, I got it. Yes, I made it. I did it. Still on it. There you go.
He's just not even riding it rightly anymore. He's just laying on it.
Like man and nature together at last.
I just need to take a nap a bit.
You might think you can't do something. Like I didn't think I could ride a mechanical ball, but I ride a mechanical wheelchair every day. So how different can this be? No different. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, I got it. I got it. I'm fine. Oh, whoa. Whoa, Nick. Look.
Breaking the thing. He broke the horns.
Call to Gondor! Do those go back on? And then mechanical cow. So that's Workout Wednesday for this week. Thanks for riding, partner. And remember, don't ride a bull. Click this button to...
He is.
He's fucking...
I subscribed to him immediately. I had to.
Wow.
Kills me.
Zach Ames rules.
Painter.
A Hainer?
Ehner. A-N-N-E-R.
Zach Ehner. That is...
All of them. Every video is that good.
I have to say that to my brother because he would get a kick out of that.
Much more of him needs to be in my life.
My brother is actually... He's starting his first week at Washington University. So...
Well, good for him.
It is good for him.
It is.
But I would love to... Dude, he would get a kick out of that.
Good bull movies.
So, and Rocky and Bullwinkle. Dude, we have to get him on the show, please.
I'm working on it.
Please stop
yelling at me.
I love this guy.
If at birth you don't succeed is the name of his book. Free plug. You should get it.
Funny,
if
man.
At birth you don't succeed. Oh fuck, man!
What a great. I don't even know where to go from there. Like that. That was something you should have brought to the show at the end of the show.
No, we have a. We listen to better music. I think.
Ooh, we do.
Yes, actually, Maul sent it to us.
Okay, we could do that. We could talk about hoverboards.
Whatever you want,
or both.
Go ahead, pull it up. We'll talk about hoverboards real quick. Did you guys see that? Like, it's kind of like a dumber version of the Segway. It's basically a Segway without the things to hold your hands on. You just kind of stand on it.
I've seen that. I've seen people.
Well, apparently, I guess Walmart is apparently supposed to be starting to sell these things as early as November 1st. Have you seen?
Yeah, but that's not really a hoverboard. It's more like you said, a Segway without the top part.
Right, but they're calling it, quote, a hoverboard. That's, I guess, the name that they chose with it. Well, so it's basically, yeah, that. But here's the thing, is that Mark Cuban has been going out of his way. He's become like a patent troll where here, I'll just read it. It says, earlier today, BuzzFeed News reported that Walmart would start selling widely the on-demand scooters called, quote, hoverboards online in time for the holiday season. Mark Cuban, the billionaire entrepreneur, apparently signed a letter of agreement that would give him exclusive license in America for the patented, quote, two-wheeled self-bouncing personal vehicle. And apparently he said that they are in for a nightmare if they think they're going to sell that. Talking about how he's basically going to sue the shit out of them. BuzzFeed reported last week, Cuban reached an agreement last month to buy the patent license from Shane Chen, an Oregon inventor who has sued the best-known American importer to the Chinese-manufactured hoverboards, IOHawk, for patent infringements. Chen's company would make the board called a HoverTrax. So apparently Cuban is trying to get to be the only one who can sell this shit.
Yeah, I mean, but speaking of, you know, you brought something up that was good. Speaking of patent trolls, Mitch, you posted it. There's this dude who's basically, bought the, he's a hedge fund manager, right, Mitch?
Yeah, he's a hedge fund manager.
Yeah, and he's like the tool. He's just the dude, bro. He bought the rights to an AIDS medication and raised it 5,000%.
Cool, bro.
There you go. That's helping the world out.
1,000%. It went from
AIDS medication.
It went from being, I think, $15.
It was like $13.50 a pill to now it's $750 a pill.
$750 a pill. The guy is
now, is insurance supposed to be taking care of the majority of that? Is that what he's doing? He's basically trying to troll insurance companies or the actual.
But they're only going to pay for so much of it.
Yeah,
so
they don't pay for all of it.
Good point, yeah.
So he's fucking a lot of people, you know, right. But just people who have AIDS.
So I think it comes down to like $600,000 a year out of pocket for this drug pill.
If you want to not die of AIDS, yeah.
How is he getting away with this?
Because he owns the patent to it.
He bought the patent for it.
And also there weren't any meddling kids.
That's why.
There's no generic version of this because it was so cheap, nobody made a generic version of it to make it cheaper. So he has the only one right now.
Apparently he's the only person in the world to be like, yeah, I'm the one who's going to raise prices on AIDS medication.
It's not specifically for AIDS. It's for something else, but it's mostly used with AIDS people because of their weakened immune system.
It's one of the pills in the cocktail.
Yeah.
Mitch, do you have post a picture of him, please? Because the guy, he looks like a when you see him, it's what enraged me more. It's that this guy is the.
His face is what enraged me, not the fact that he's trying to swap it off people dying from a disease.
Why? When you think of people that do that, you think some old man in a suit, right? Going, we're going to make millions of dollars. No. He's also a fucking tool. Look, there you go. That's him.
Oh, ew.
Right? See what I mean now?
Oh, God. I agree with Maul. She posted that that guy should just be killed. It just infected him with AIDS already. Hell yeah.
But he could afford the pill.
He can't.
It is free for him.
It is for him. He gets the discount.
What a cocksucker.
Yeah.
Is this taking off? Is like, has 4chan Reddit got a hold of this?
Everyone has. This is
good.
Huge.
Good.
Oh, he's
this guy's life's ruined. So
yeah, you can't be this guy, you know.
That's the one thing about this new day and age, is like, if you're just a dick, you know, the mafia that is 4chan Reddit, you know, Anonymous. If you're that much of an asshole, they're going to get a hold of it and they're going to make your life not worth living. So I'm glad. I'm glad that he's getting taken down from this. Like, fuck this guy.
Made a copy of a copy of Michael Ian Black.
Oh, is that him on the news, Marie?
Yeah, Bloom.
You're right. What a fucking.
He's just the worst.
He takes so many dicks in his mouth.
That's why he needs the pills.
Oh, fuck him.
Speaking of.
I apologize. I'm sorry. He was on Bloomberg, and at the bottom says inside Diaprim's price hike. Yeah. So he got on the news and tried to defend himself.
Oh no, he's proud of it. He has not apologized.
Is there any video of this? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. His name.
Bring it on you. I just want to hear what this cocksucker sounds like.
I'm pretty sure there is a video posted in the chat here. I didn't play it, but this Washington Post article seems to have a video at the top.
Yeah. What a...
CEO who raises price of old pill more than $700 calls journalist a moron for asking why.
Okay, please play it. Please. I want to hear this cocksucker.
Sure. I think I got it here.
And I think that's people who suck cock.
No, no, no. That's
Sherry, Marie. Mitch.
This is Dara Pinnerin. Okay, is there audio of this guy?
It's a pinky. The companies before us were actually just giving it away almost.
The companies before you were giving it away.
Is there any like actual that's like kind of like a douchey video?
Dapramine is what it's called.
Darth? What's the kid's name again?
Dara Prim, Dara Prim. Dara
Prim. But it's just it's not only
CBS is
there. We go.
This morning, stocks of several biotech companies are down. Investors are responding to the outrage over a 5,000% price increase.
Trying to find a video of him.
Parasite. It comes from eating undercooked meat or drinking contaminated water and affects those with compromised immune systems, like AIDS and cancer patients. When Turing Pharmaceuticals raised the price of Daraprim to $750 per tablet last month, the average cost of treatment dollars.
Leave it there.
This particular drug is used by.
No, dude. Actually, if anything, that kind of it describes what it is.
Average cost of treatment for patients rose from about $1,130 to $63,000. For certain patients, the cost can run as high as $634,000.
This particular drug is used by a small but vulnerable group of patients. So you see how greedy this move looks.
Yeah, I could see how it looks greedy, but I think there's a lot of altruistic properties to it.
Altruistic?
Absolutely.
In what way?
Yeah, so one example is that this is a disease where there hasn't been one pharmaceutical company focused on it for 70 years. We are now a company that is dedicated to the treatment and cure of toxoplasmosis. And with these new profits, we can spend all of that upside on these patients who sorely need a new drug, in my opinion.
Patients shouldn't be taxed and charged.
First off, he does sound like a douche.
He's got that Southern California kind of way of speaking. Yeah.
For future research and development, patients should pay for the drug they are getting
and
what they need in a situation.
Exactly. Patients shouldn't have to pay for future shit. They need the drug now. They don't, you know what I mean?
Let's let him explain it real quick.
Oncologist Dr. David Agus is a CBS News medical contributor.
More like gayest. Oh, I nailed a guy who didn't even deserve it. Whoa, Joel.
The topic entered the political debate on Monday with Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton tweeting, price
cluck, 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 cluckety, cluck, cluck, cluck. I actually do have audio of what she said.
Gouging like this in the specialty drug market is outrageous. Rival Bernie Sanders sent a letter to Turing.
He was great on the Lions. He was a really good running back.
It's Barry Sanders.
It's not the same guy?
No.
I thought
this guy's white. That guy was black.
I thought he did the Sammy Sosa thing and turned white.
Banded information on the price increase and calling the rate hike the latest in a long list of skyrocketing price increases for certain.
Oh, we got it, Social Ron Paul. I got it.
Certain critical medications. Sanders and Congressman Elijah Cummings have been investigating drugs jump in price.
Right now, it's out of control. And so we, as a country, as a government, as individuals, as doctors, all have to get together and say, we need to make a pricing appropriate.
But according to Shkreli.
Look at him. He looks,
look at his fucking face.
He looks like he looks like an overprivileged frat kid of a gay vampire.
He looks like the, He looks like
the bad guy in a Van Wilder movie.
Yes, thank you. Yep.
There you go.
The new cost of Daraprim.
He looks like the son of the head of the country club that you're trying to get into but can't afford.
Shkreli, the new cost of Daraprim is appropriate.
There's no doubt. I'm a capitalist. I'm trying to create a big drug company.
He looks like some sort of like a fat Ken doll come to life.
He looks like he plays polo.
He looks like he does a lot of coke.
Yes, there you go.
Is appropriate.
There's no doubt. I'm a capitalist. I'm trying to create a big drug company, a successful drug company, a profitable drug company. We're trying to flourish, but we're also our first and primary stakeholder is patients. There's no doubt
about
that.
Dude, wouldn't it be hilarious
if
people that have HIV or AIDS boycott his medication?
Yeah, but you know what would be funnier?
We'd rather die than give anything to you, fat boy.
This is what they should do is, you know how like PETA throws blood on fur people? When he walks by, they should throw AIDS blood.
Oh, there you go.
That's how you get him.
Is that illegal? That might be illegal.
It doesn't fucking matter. This should be illegal. What he's doing should be fucking illegal. You know?
Well, if there's no, in a free market, dude, if there's no other competitors, then here's the thing is if another drug company jumps on board and goes, okay, we'll make it.
No, I understand. Then, but the problem is that since there hasn't been a generic one, it takes many, many years. So many years to come up with a generic one. You have to start.
So he's forcing people who are dying from something to.
There's going to be pay people who are going to die.
That is fucking dirty, man.
I know it's a free market.
That's dirty.
I'm not saying what he's doing is illegal. But what I am saying is it is absolutely immoral and it's reprehensible.
Oh, he's a cunt. Don't get me wrong.
Fucking terrible. And my point is, once again, you know, I would feel more comfortable if there's enough silly laws as there is, and they fill the fucking jails with people that do this shit. This shit's fucked up, man.
It's fucked up.
You know? I'm Mr. Free Market. I get it. But this is people's lives. You know, there should be some sort of humanity.
It's like, okay, instead of hiking it 5,000%, maybe you hike it 500%. So it wouldn't make national fucking news and everybody hates you.
Why is it that doctors have to take a Hippocratic oath, but people that sell the drugs to help heal you, after the doctor prescribes it, they don't have to help you?
It's a good, Marie, it's a good question. Doctor takes a Hippocratic oath, do no harm. You have to help anybody. And that includes you're doing harm. You're making a drug. You're making something that people need to live unaffordable, and that's not fair.
I mean, granted, they're not purposely doing harm, but they're preventing people that can. I mean, no one should be able to afford what they're selling that
now,
drug
Ma,
for.
Ma says just tax the shit out of guys like this instead. No, you can't, because when you tax guys like this more, then they feel even more sure that they have to raise prices. Go, well, you're taxing the shit out of me.
Well, we have to, because exactly.
You know.
And what local, state, or national government is going to tax AIDS medication? You know what I mean?
You tax him. He's going to pass, as they say, pass the savings on to us. And it's fucking, you know, like I said, I understand it's capitalism. I'm not going to sit here and be, I'm not going to be fucking, get on a soapbox and try to be a hippie about it, because you know I'm not like that to begin with. But.
Get on a soapboxes?
I do not
live on soapboxes.
They are slippery. And I don't like getting on them.
Well, I don't know how you maintain your balance every week, but man, you love yourself a good soapbox.
I do Workout Wednesdays from Zach Ehner.
Nice. I like that.
No, but you know, it's I don't know, man. It's fucking wrong. You know, I mean,
it's wrong. It's wrong. But here's the thing is that, like you were saying earlier, it's not fair. Well, actually, in this type of a economy, that is fair. Technically, it's quote fair. But it's just a cunty thing to do. And sometimes you just want to go through your life and not be a cunt.
Touch.
And he's going through his life going, not only am I going to be a cunt, I'm going to be a cunt and raise by 5,000%.
Misunderstand me. There's a difference between doing something that's legal and doing. There's a lot of things that are legal that are not fair. Yeah, because I don't think fairness and legality are things. Because let's think about it. Separate but equal was legal, but it wasn't fucking fair. You know? And that's the point. Just because something is what he's doing is legal. Yes, it's not fucking fair to people. It's wrong. And people should spit in his face if they ever see him. Absolutely. You know, he's somebody that he'd never eat at a restaurant again because they're going to do shit to his food. You understand what I'm saying? Like he is absolutely has to become a recluse because there's
no legally
side of this. There's nobody on that has his back.
Legally, like, how far am I allowed to go to advocate some? I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but like, what can or cannot say to try and tell people, hey, have you seen him beat him up?
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what we could say. Imagine this. You're somebody. Listen, Dutch. You're somebody who has AIDS. You have nothing to live for.
And I don't have AIDS.
But no, let's say hypothetically,
I just want the listening papas to know that I don't have AIDS.
Hypothetically, somebody has AIDS.
And I don't have it.
Somebody has nothing to live for because they're about to die. So what's killing somebody going to do? I mean, think about that. If you're somebody like that who has nothing to lose, you've made enemies of people who have nothing to lose, you stupid person. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
It's nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Well, moreover, why are you charging the people that need the drug for the medicine, as well as saying, I'm charging you this much for the research and development of the... No, you charge, you have fundraisers, you have whatever else, other people fund research and development programs. It's not the sick people that are buying your medicine.
Well, I mean, technically in capitalism it is. You buy something and it goes into research development for it. But then what I say is, my point is that it's a scummy thing to do. If you're a pharmaceutical company, I understand hiking the price on some fucking drug that makes you lose weight to be competitive because you don't need that to live. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
there's ways
to
be capitalist and fucking make money without preying on the weakest individuals.
I'm not going to open up a fucking lemonade stand and charge $10,000 a glass just because I want to fund a research and development program for my lemonade.
That guy looks like someone that would buy a $10,000 lemonade, though.
Yeah, probably would.
I don't know if this has any correlation or anything, but I'm just on Yahoo Finance, and I looked at like three different pharmaceutical companies, and they're all down anywhere from 10 to 18% today.
Yeah, that's what they're saying in the video, that a lot of pharmaceutical companies just...
Because of pot, man.
What do you mean that they're down?
The stocks went down. They took a shit because of this. But the thing is, man, I get it. They got to make money. I understand everyone has to make money. I'm not against making money. I want to make money.
5,000% rate hike.
Come on, man.
And then to have the balls to get on TV and attempt to try and defend it and use the lame argument of, well, this is going to help research and development for better drugs because the ones that you actually are getting right now are kind of pathetic. Because didn't he say that at the beginning?
Yeah.
He said, like, quite frankly, these aren't even that good. Like, well, then why are you charging that much for it? How about you aggressively go and get a new drug and then set the price hike at the new one right away? Be like, okay, this is that good. This is how much charging for it. Sorry, fuckers. If you don't want it, then go somewhere else. But to take something that was charged, what was it? $19 a pill?
$2 a pill.
Yeah.
To $750, was it? A pill?
Yeah.
It's absolutely inhumane. And, you know, I've always asked questions and people are like, you know, you don't know. But like, for example, you ever go to those places where they have like the blood mobiles outside where you donate blood for free and they give you a cookie or a movie ticket or some
shit? Yeah, I don't know. Thrown away thinking they were vampires.
Yeah. Well, the places like that where, you know, you donate stuff and donate blood, I'm always like, you know, then you look at how much they charge you for blood if you're at the hospital. And you're like, I gave this blood for free.
That is one thing I have never been able to figure out is the rate hike between blood being donated for free and then now it's $5,000 a pint.
Okay.
Kelsey, you're a nurse. Get on the mic real quick.
You might have to turn it off.
Do you know anything about this or do you not know anything about the whole pricing of blood? Talk into the mic.
I didn't understand your question, but you
do understand.
You donate for free,
right?
And it costs a shit ton for the nurse, the physician, everyone else to deliver the bread, the blood.
Right. Okay, then why is it $5,000 a pint?
Because the way that they have to process it to make sure that it's purified and that it's okay and it is the right blood match for that patient, and then
gives
it to the patient.
Crap.
And the needles.
Crap.
And the time spent giving the patient blood to save
them. So you think it's right for them to charge that much for it?
And then, let me explain.
That's not a good argument, honey.
First off, let me explain.
How about you will not trample over when Royce is trying to talk? Go ahead.
Good. Me or her?
You.
Okay. Listen, here's the thing. No, that's bullshit. First off, purify. No, they do a quick STD check and they check the type. That's as far as it goes. That's it. That's all they do. They don't do anything extra. And my point is that, yeah, then they charge you for them to do it. No, that's a different charge. The transfusion is a different charge than the blood you buy. It's like, you know, it's the blood costs $5,000 and the transfusion costs another this much. So they're charging you for everything. But what I don't understand is, oh, you need blood. We need blood. Okay, cool. But now if I go to the hospital and I need some of my own blood back, let's say I gave a pint and something happens to me and I go back to the hospital, I'm like, I should be like, what I gave for free, I want my free blood back. You know, I want it back. Just put it back in me. We're fine. You know,
so it should be like a credit system. I have 4 credits of blood coming to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a savings.
Like, I'm not even going to have an argument about that because That's so silly.
If it's not a savings account, then why do they
call it flood? Walk into the front of the mic.
It's in my goddamn mouth. No, you're talking to the side of it.
There you go. There you go. Thank you.
I haven't talked all night. Okay, Royce, here's the thing, though, is that when patients get blood, it is because it's an emergency situation. Why do we give blood? Because we're out of blood. So when you receive it, it has to be an emergency. Of course, those people aren't coming into the hospital like, oh, here, you know what? I gave a credit one day. Here, give it back to me.
That was a joke. I got that, and what I was doing was called.
This is the problem with her, is she doesn't understand references or jokes or humor in general, so don't pay it on mine. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm very smart and funny in my own way.
Just not right now.
All right, well then, I'm done.
No, go ahead. You're talking about blood. No. Oh. You're going to yell butter because we're talking about blood?
Blood is a big business. Why does it cost so much? Apparently, there's a lot of articles about it. I'm not the only person that said it.
By the way, I was off by 500. It's actually 150 per pint. So
there's a lot that goes into giving blood.
Yeah.
Okay. It takes three nurses to deliver blood because of how much of checks you have to do beyond what the blood bank already does for it. It's a very intense, important thing. You don't want to give someone else the wrong blood.
No, nobody's diminishing the importance or like how much action needs to go into it. But does it need to cost that much for what is being given into the system for free?
Why does healthcare cost that much in general?
Because the medical system's flawed. That's the whole point. Right. We're trying to make this medical system and the pricing is fucking flawed. And it's all a fight between the medical system and insurance companies.
Well, then I agree with everything else you're saying.
This is a good question to ask Dr. Steve because he's going to be on tomorrow on Hippo Juice. Quick plug, reminder, Dr. Steve will be on Hippo Juice.
That's right. I forgot about that.
We can actually ask him this question.
Would you guys feel better if the blood were free, but then they slapped on like three different other charges named for
Free. Look, but my point is that the people that collect the blood are nonprofit, so they don't make any money. They make some money.
That is it.
The blood banks don't make any money. The hospitals are making all the money.
I just thought that the buses ran on blood instead of gasoline.
No, that would be really
no, different. No,
you're thinking of Blade. But
why do they call it mobile?
I've only donated to a hospital, not a
blood. Yeah, no. You've never seen the blood drives, the blood banks, blood mobiles.
Outside of grocery stores.
Yeah.
They're in this big van. So they only get reimbursed for what, you know, materials and time. It's very small amount.
No. They get reimbursed from tax exemptions. Like if you put in a weekend for that, you don't pay taxes for an entire year. If you make over like make around $45,000. By the way, fun little fact for you guys. If you make like close to $45,000 to maybe $60,000 a year, if you give up maybe three weekends working at a blood bank, no taxes for you.
Yeah. And they run as nonprofit organizations and they have volunteers all the time and they're not making a lot of money, but the hospitals are. So the nurses get paid because they have to transfer this and that. But the people sitting in a hot bus sitting there, they only get reimbursed a small amount. It seems like the hospitals are winning pretty fucking big. I mean, we read it all the time. Remember that guy that had a snake bite in Florida and they charged him $600,000?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Like, seriously?
Who charged him that? That's the hospital. Ridiculous.
The hospital did. Yeah, absolutely. We read it the other day on the show. The hospital charged them for it, and they said the anti-venom was a fucking ridiculous amount of money. He posted a picture of the bill and was like,
"That's horrible."
Right.
And that's why
that's the point. Is a lot the especially nowadays, like where a lot of hospitals aren't being state or city funded anymore. A lot of private companies are taking over. So you'll see, you know, price jacks all over the place because of that. Because then again, it's a business. You're trying to make money, kind of like that guy who's trying to make money off the AIDS pill.
Yeah, and my point is that, look, I know people need to make money. I understand it. I'm not against fucking free market. I'm really not. And it's what Maul said. It's like, I believe in free market too, but there should be something when it comes to humanity or when it comes to preserving life where
there is a line with healthcare, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's a free market that you can make money on, but I think when people's lives are in your hands, it's fucked up. You know, think about it. I mean, we were talking about student debt earlier. Think about that. How many people go to the hospitals and just don't pay their bills because they can't afford it? They just can't. I can't afford $600,000 for a snake bite, so I'm not paying you. You know, I mean, that's because when you go to an emergency room, you know as well as anybody, they have to see you, you know.
Right, by a state-funded one or a city-funded one.
It's called Emtala. That's my hospital.
Nutella's delicious. I put it on like...
It is good, isn't it?
Toast?
Emtala.
It's like chocolate peanut butter. What are you talking about?
It's a hazelnut spread.
I'm not a big fan of hazelnut.
Your hazelnut spread.
That's what Nutella...
Yeah, the only thing, like, they give you $50, I think, if you donate plasma.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to reach a star.
No, not that kind of...
I think my TV is worth more than $50.
It's not the same at all.
Kind of plasma.
How do you transport it?
It's fine. They check suns and people, baby. It's fine. You need plasma? Go sit in the sun. It's fine. You're fine.
It's fine. It'll fix all of your current problems.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a star.
Fucking come on. Yeah, I know. I mean, listen, I think my views, and I think all of ours, actually Dutch yours too, have changed a lot since we started the show fucking 7-8 years ago.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was going to say, like, our opinions on things, if you were to listen back to any of those early shows, just by the way, dude, we need to do that. We need to root up some of our old shows and just listen how bad we used to be.
I have some in an external hard drive.
We were horrible now, but we were way horribler than back then.
We were way just a lot less informed, I think, and we were just like, but it's like, I hate saying it because I'm like I said, fucking Mr. Free Market about stuff, but I think when it comes to human life, there's a line that you don't cross. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That comes first. You know,
that's why everybody's so pissed about this story.
It's fucking crazy. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's enraging that this douchebag, you know, this fucking douchebag is going to sit there and do that to people is wrong. It's morally wrong. And I'm not, see, because I hate ever saying pass a law, because I hate any extra laws. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
Because every time you pass a bill, it's like, we're going to pass a bill for this, but we're also going to add more money to the Congress and also build the bridge and also do this and that.
But when you see a cocksucker like this, you're sitting there going like, just fucking pass whatever you want just so this guy doesn't get his way.
Exactly. Yes, Marie.
I would say that if you presented this story to your 10-year younger self, you would still be fucking livid at this guy.
I think I would still be mad at this guy. This is something that I don't think I would even waver on because it's fucking wrong. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
Wrong.
And it's you know, and now we talk about our pets for an hour and eat dog treats. Yes. Right. I guess now we're talking about the medical system in an hour.
We're talking about the medical system
and how fucked up it is. And an hour ago, we were eating dog treats. So don't even listen to us. What the fuck we're talking about?
We
really are just ridiculous. Just
listen to us, please. We're fucking idiots.
No, we're just curious.
Bi-curious.
I say curiosity keeps us all well informed.
I thought it killed cats.
It does. It does. Curiosity kills cats. And I hope a gang of cats kill this guy. What's the worst way this guy could die? Like, I want him to die. What's
cat
the worst
AIDS.
Way? Cat
because,
AIDS. Because he should get feline AIDS.
Because his pill shouldn't cure
it
cat AIDS, right?
It doesn't cure feline AIDS. So he should get some sort of AIDS.
Is that irony? Is that what irony is?
Yeah, I think we finally found out what irony... We finally found a situation where irony applies.
Call Alanis Morissette!
Let her know we figured it out. We cracked the code.
Add feline AIDS into her to their song.
It's like cat AIDS on your wedding day.
Dutch, to be fair, he is picking on AIDS patients who really aren't known to being that strong. So he doesn't have
beating up. Yeah, if he got beat up by a lot of that, yeah.
There'd just be a lot of fucking.
That's just what makes him all the more evil. He picked on the most feeble.
It's a lot of people with fucking bathrobes. What are you going to do to him?
Man found beaten to death with absolutely no bruises on his body.
Man found beaten to death with hospital-issued slippers.
I just love Cherry putting that I donated and I passed out. Surprise.
You donated, Cherry, and passed out?
She tried. I did.
Are you surprised she passed out?
Was it real IV this time or was it wine IV?
Both. Can't be both.
Sherry is really bad around needles.
Why would you even try, Sherry?
It was because I have O negative. That's why.
You're special.
Oh, God.
Yes, I am. There's gold and diamonds running through my veins.
Yeah, except just nobody can get to it because you're a fucking bitch.
So I tried donating at the work.
One of the many times she passed out, just take it from her.
It's pretty often. Maybe that's why she keeps passing out and stealing her blood at night.
And you're selling it on the black market. Sherry's down to a pint and a half, and she's trying to refill it with wine.
I need you to.
That's because it's the same color doesn't mean it's the same thing, Sherry.
Why is it that just like blood?
Why is it that like I see like when the world we all determine that like when the world ends, Mitch and Sherry are probably going to survive way longer than the rest of us.
Yeah.
But fast forward like maybe a year after the apocalypse, I see Sherry getting tied up to the front of Mitch's car like in Mad Max, like a fucking a blood donor because she's O negative. He's like, I'm thirsty or whatever.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, though. I thought it was because she learned how to play the guitar.
Also, playing a flame guitar and killing brown bears with their bare hands. Oh, fuck. The guy's whatever. You know, I get it. The guy's a piece of shit. And it's just, I want you.
I kind of want to hear his we are better than you or why he's better than us, though.
No, because he's
is there a video left?
We can't. No, that's it. That's all there. I think that's it.
I was just pointing out it's midnight.
Says she will lay out a plan today about how to take on what she calls price gouging in the specialty drug market. The increased scrutiny on this practice has already led another.
It's true. You know, during hurricanes in Florida, they made it illegal to price gouge gas. Like they made it illegal.
Yes.
Gas. So I guess there's something you could run a parallel with that. I mean, if someone needs it to live, you're not allowed to price gouge it, you know, fair market price.
Do not ingest gasoline thinking it's going to cure AIDS.
Well, Sherry ingest fucking red wine and think it's going to replace blood so I can do what I want.
Fair enough.
Just walk away.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's see. Sherry, let's start with you and your IV bag. Why are you better?
I am better than you because I was prescribed an IV bag, a take-home IV bag, it is real. The label says so. 0.9% sodium chloride injection, USP, in parentheses, not wine.
No, but that was real. Mitch,
why are you better?
I am better than you because I went kayaking for 4 days in the middle of nowhere and I came back alive.
Can I just really quick before the best before we continue?
Go ahead.
Sherry is ridiculous because you know you get someone that's someone's girlfriend that's been on the show for a while. Sherry,
she's the craziest one of all of them.
I know, but Sherry is just this diamond of just fodder.
Wild card.
She's just has. I'm so happy that they're together just because of the stories that come out. The thing.
Oh my God! You know how happy I love that she's on DNR because it works so well with the dynamic of this particular show. Oh, you kidding me?
An insane person.
Nah.
She's going out with another insane person, and I love it.
I will share my IV with you next time I see you.
Aw, that's so nice.
An IV.
Insane. I call them creative.
Yeah. He's drinking my IV dark from the bag.
Now Mitch is drinking
a bag.
Bag.
Can I drink out of your bag?
I want to drink out of your bag, too.
Bag?
I want
bag.
Marie, why are you better?
I am better because when I invent my AIDS pill, I'm only going to charge a nickel.
That's really good.
Royce poo.
I'm better than you because I don't know if you know this about me, but my apartment complex has a treadmill.
You son of a bitch. I was going to mention something about him. You asshole. You took it from me. Dare I ask, Kelsey, why are you better?
I am better than you because Sherry is better than me.
Aw, that's a good sad.
One. She flipped.
She's just sucking up to the other co-host.
Me and I love her, and we love Marie. Marie loves us back, and you guys are jealous.
Oh my God, Dutch! We're so jelly. Remember when it used to be me and you? Now we have.
It's just the greatest thing ever.
You said, "Dare I ask?"
We have equal amount of broads and equal amount of guys on the show now. This is scary.
This is weird. Because back then, we were talking about us or not knowing anything. We're like, oh, yeah. Besides Marie, there's usually not very many women who are good at radio or whatever.
It's just we're getting infested, and I don't know what to do about it.
Remember when you could barely get three words out of me?
Yes. Remember when the first thing I asked you was how many black guys you've been with?
Yeah, that was
really weird. I remember that.
I was cringing when you first said that, so.
I just about died also.
So, and I'm better than you because I place sticky notes that say Bumbledore dies in Harry Potter books. So, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next week, Tuesday night, from 10 to midnight. here on morelikeradio.com. Don't forget to listen in tomorrow night. Hippo Juice from 7 to 9. Also, same station, same area. If you are listening live and don't know where to get our podcast, you're kind of stupid for not knowing that.
Bigot.
If you don't know what a podcast is, you're stupid. And stop listening to the show. I don't know how you stumbled on this in the first place. It's called Google. Just Google Hippo Juice and Google More Like Radio, or Google Dutch and Royce. You'll find us in all of the usual places. All right, guys. We will. Anything else, you guys, before I go?
No, I think we said Dr. Steve on tomorrow, Hippo Juice.
Dr. Steve, come out tomorrow night. All right, guys, later. See you next week.
Oh, hell.
We're clear.
Clear?
Yep.
Thank you.
Dutch, you recorded it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Thank God.